The world needs hope now more than ever. Welcome to the Exalted Podcast, where every week I will bring you messages of hope, health, and healing. I want you to be unapologetic about your faith, your success, your health, and the miracles that God is doing in your life. I am your host, Jen Beyer. My mission is to equip you in your faith so well that you are able to be a hope dealer in your communities while being as generous as possible with your time, your money, and the talents the Lord has blessed you with. This podcast is sponsored by Exalted Health, where we are ending the war on women hating their bodies.
Welcome back to the Exalted Podcast, where every week we bring you stories of hope, health, and healing. This morning, I'm super excited to have Dr. Margaret Naguib. She is a clinical psychologist and just out there changing the world with her amazing gifts. So thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jen. I'm excited to be with you.
Yes. So take me back, like you are a psychologist, you're having some, you know, amazing results with your patients, but then you're introduced to these other tools, right, that change things. So why don't you just take us through that?
Yeah, sure. So let's see, I got my doctorate in 2000 and I was, you know, practicing and loving my work. And I was working for a Christian counseling center that I loved that I had interned at. And I went to a school that taught me how to integrate faith and psychology. So it was super important for me.
Yeah.
When I decided to go to grad school, to go somewhere that would integrate both.
Right.
And then, like, I can tell you the exact year. In 2008, I started feeling like there's got to be more, you know, and it was probably more of a parallel process of, like, even sure. In my own life, faith, wanting more. And of course, wanting more for my clients. And then literally some inner healing tools dropped in my lap. There's lots of different types of inner healing ministries, but this particular one is called Sozo. It's the Greek word that means saved in the New Testament, saved, healed, and delivered. And it literally dropped in my lap. I listened to the training tapes, not really knowing what it was.
Yeah.
And God quickly had me, you know, using it with a client that came that next week.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out of that session being like, okay, nobody taught me this in grad school. Like, just saw a whole nother level of healing and people connecting to God. And so I was hooked after that.
Yeah. And
changed how I look at people. It changed how I do my practice. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you give just a simple explanation for anyone listening that doesn't know what Sozo is, like what that looks like?
Yeah. So like I said, Sozo is just a Greek word. In the New Testament, anytime you see saved, healed, or delivered, it's that word sozo. And the whole goal of sozo is just to identify any blocks or wounds that you may have with Godhead. So, you know, our family is our first understanding of relationship, and it's how we learn about ourselves, the world, how to connect. And no family's perfect, you know, and so...
Right.
Can develop wounds around certain needs that weren't met in the way that we needed them met. And whenever there's a wound, we create a belief, right? Usually
right.
Distorted, connected to that wound. We call them lies in Sozo. And so Sozo is allowing the Holy Spirit to identify any wounds that you've had from your past, the lies connected to them. And then we just take people through this simple process of forgiveness around the person connected to that wound and lie.
So good.
And we ask God for the truth. And then you see this beautiful thing happen, Jen, where people know the truth, but they struggle to really believe it in their heart.
Yeah.
Because God took them exactly where they need to go. And we've walked them through this process. Then when we get to the point where they're ready to hear the truth from God, it's like, oh, I know that I know. It's almost like we did an update on the phone. You know, it's like we got a program, God updates the new truth.
That's such a great explanation.
Yes. And then they walk out like, oh my gosh, wow, I believed this for 30 years, but now I no longer feel this way.
Yeah.
And because now that wound is healed and they now have the truth, the best thing is now they can connect with Father God, Holy Spirit, or Jesus to get these needs met.
Yes.
Maybe for the first time in a way that's really powerful and meaningful. So yeah, it's so fun to see. God does all the work too. Like it takes
right.
the pressure off. Takes the pressure off of clients.
Yeah, that's So beautiful. What is, and I know you have to respect your client's privacy, but like, what's your favorite like healing that you've seen happen using these tools?
Oh my God, there's so many. I can't even start with
one. What's the first one that came to mind?
Well, I think you heard this story when I met you at the training that we did together. Of the woman who I was working at a treatment center, and it was like, you know, the kind of treatment center where people come and stay for 30, 90 days. And she came acute trauma. Like she literally had just gone through trauma, and her trauma was that she had walked into her bathroom. Her husband was in the bathroom and he turned around and he had a gun in his mouth, and he looked at her and he shot himself. So she happened to walk into her husband committing suicide. And saw her right before her eyes, saw her husband commit suicide. And then her daughter, her 5-year-old daughter, was in the house.
Oh my goodness.
So imagine, you know, she was doing all the therapies at the center and EMDR in particular, and nothing was really helping her. She was still like at a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a simple tool. We just asked Jesus to come and show her where he was. And we did a little bit of just asking God, literally asking God to edit out, you know, the negative effects of that trauma. And it happened in seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, so
dramatic that even I was like, you know, I was kind of like, this isn't happening. This can't be really happening.
Right.
And it was the client who was like, no, like, you know, at that point, she just saw an empty bathroom. God took all the negative out of it. And she's like, I just see an no longer charged with the memory, you know, and she had to repeat herself times. Cause I was like, no, like it's gone. Like I feel different.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
It's a really dramatic one, and not everyone comes with, you know, such dramatic issues. Like,
right.
What's so beautiful about it is God knows exactly what you need. So it's not even whether you have trauma or not. I think anybody can benefit from it.
Yeah, that's so good. And I love when he just shows up in a way that even as the person guiding them, you're like, wait, that really just happened. The first time I ever prayed for somebody for healing, they came in and they were in a walker. And this is not near as dramatic a story as you shared, but I just remember that feeling. They came in a walker. They'd been in this horrible car accident. And I prayed for healing and it happened like that. And he just got up and walked out of the room. And it was so quick that I was just like, did that really just happen? And I doubted myself for months because I just couldn't believe that that just happened. And luckily he came back about a year later and I got to see him doing really well, but same thing. Like it happens so fast and the Lord can just change life in an instant. And even as the person guiding them, like what just happened? So thank you for sharing that. And I love your explanation of SOZO too, because I think so many people get leery of tools that are out there because there is so many like new age tools out there that maybe aren't the best to engage in. And so I love it's just connecting them to the Lord. It's so good. Any other stories that come to mind that you can share?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's so many, I don't even know where to start. I love doing SOZO with people who are unchurched, you know, who have a faith in us, but they're hungry. So I do a lot of SOZO with, you know, what we would call non-Christian or unchurched people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember one man coming to me, and so I always do like a little assessment, spiritual assessment, like, what do they believe?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, and you could tell like spirituality was super important to him. And he's like, well, I do transcendental meditation. And, you know, I believe in the power of the universe and the energy that flows through us, and I meditate every day. And he was very faithful, you know? And, so then you know, obviously there was no clear, like Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus,
sure.
It was just kind of God. And so we talked about how, do you believe that there's a part of God that's like a mother to you, or part of the universe that's like the mother to you? And he's like, yeah. And part of the universe that's like a brother to you. Oh yeah. Part of the universe that's like a mom. Yeah. Okay. So I just kind of proceeded with the SOZO with like, hey, universe, you know?
Yeah.
But at one, we had broken off a lie and he was waiting to hear for the truth from God. And he hears the truth and he goes, he's like, you know, I think I read this in one of my transcendental meditation blogs. And I'm like, oh, what are you hearing? And he's like, well, I feel like the universe is telling me, and you will do even greater things. And I was like, oh, interesting. I kind of played dumb a little bit at first.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, Jesus said that. And he goes, oh, yeah, I think that, yeah, I think you're right. And I said, do you think Jesus is showing up in your sozo? Like, he wants to talk to you. And he was like, well, yeah. Do you want to talk to Jesus? He's like, well, yeah. So then we spent the rest of the session talking to Jesus.
That's amazing.
So God is so good. And he takes care of his kids and he's going to show up. And so it's really fun, you know, watching him show up for people.
I love that.
I can tell you time and time again where in a sozo, I just honor kind of whatever their belief is. And then mid-sozo, God presents himself to themselves. I don't even have to share the gospel. God presents himself to them.
Yeah. So good. Mm-hmm. So do you use it with every client or do you just use it with some of your clients or how do you kind of discern when you use it?
Yeah. Well, I have some people who know that I do it and come to me specifically, like they sign up for a sozo. But with my clients that come to me, let's say for whatever, you know, depression, anxiety, for sure, I'm going to find out kind of where they're at in their faith or their spirituality. And if I can, I'm going to try to connect them up at some point if they want to, you know, if they don't want to, I'm not going to, if they don't want to, but I don't know if I have an exact answer for you, but yeah, this kind of a discernment process of like when, you know, to do that. But it's more often than not. And if I sense like they're just not ready for whatever reason, then I'm like, you know, sometimes God's like, no, there's times when I've wanted to, and God's like, no, this isn't what we're going to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just try to clinical judgment, my discernment, and then most importantly, you know, what people want.
Yeah. That's so good. I have to do that even in my own household, like with raising teenagers. I'm always like, well, what's the lie? And they don't always want to hear it. So sometimes I just have to keep my mouth shut. So I can totally relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, the number one thing about my training is you have to meet people where they're at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that doesn't change when you do inner healing. And really God's the perfect example of that. Like he's so patient with people. He doesn't have an agenda. Like we have an agenda, honestly, like as the one leading people through things, like we have to be careful as practitioners that of not having our agenda and letting the client come with their agenda and God's agenda.
So good. So good. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? That's a great question. I mean, I was doing a lot of traveling and speaking and then COVID hit. And then I just kind of went full force into seeing clients, you know, individually and couples and things like that. And now travel's opening up a little bit. So we'll see if I kind of start doing that again. I do love traveling and speaking. I've been speaking a lot about Ezekiel and really loving kind of what God's been showing me about Ezekiel and this idea of disruption and what do we do when the world around us is collapsing. And so there might be some writing that I can do about that.
Yeah, that's relevant right now, right?
Lately I was like, I might need to write this out, even if it's not, you know, it's just a blog article or whatever.
Yeah, that's so good.
E-course last year that I loved doing with Danny Silk called Overcoming Overwhelm. So I'd love to do another e-course, kind of trying to feel out what people are most interested in and would love to create an e-course for people.
Yeah, I love that because I think overwhelm, especially after the last 3 years, you know, people, we had so much stress on top of all the quarantine stuff, then people's jobs changed and schools changed. And it was like so much. I think so many people are walking around so overwhelmed and don't know how to get back there. Yeah.
Before we launched the e-course, we did a 5-day challenge. So it was kind of like a mini version of what they were going to get in the e-course. And we had 1,500 people sign up.
Wow.
So it was like, okay, yeah, this topic is relevant.
So good. How long is Danny's course?
Well, what I created it to be pretty manageable. Like a lot of the courses I've taken are like, you know, 10, 20 segments, like 10 hours long. I'm not going to sit there for 10 hours. So right. Mine is only 3 hours. I tried to really
Got you.
So you can get it done in 3 hours.
So it's your course. It's not Danny's course.
No, it's my course, but it's on his platform. So
okay, cool.
People are interested. They can go to the Life Academy. It's LOPLifeAcademy.com. Loving on Purpose Life Academy.
Okay, cool. I'll link that in the show notes for people.
Yeah. There's a ton of amazing e-courses on there, not just my e-course. And it's really reasonable. And yeah.
Yeah. So what does it look like? Is it like tools? Is it training? Like, what does that course look like?
Yeah. So I start off talking about stress and, you know, the physiology of stress and what is actually stress. And this idea that really stress is not bad, but chronic stress is what the problem is. Mm-hmm. But stress is actually our body's way of mobilizing us to take care of something that's super important to us.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, you don't stress about what's not important to you. You stress about what is important to you. And all of that thing that we call stress is your body trying to give you energy to take care of that thing. Mm. But unfortunately, we can get overwhelmed in that moment with the physiology of it. And we either kind of go to freak out, you know, anxious, overwhelmed, you know, overthinking, but yeah. doesn't get us anywhere. Or we can kind of go to numbing out, checking out, avoiding. Mm-hmm. But I give them tools like first to identify like what stress look like for you. Do you go to numb out or check out? And then here's what you can do to actually make stress be productive for you. Mm. And then I talk about trauma, which is kind of the next level when, you know, when we've had an event that was really stressful that we then carry with us and our body carries with us. What is trauma? How to deal with it? And then finally, I talk about emotional triggers. So those are the things where, you know, you're having a conversation with someone and they kind of blow up at you and you're like, what just happened? Well, there's some kind of wound there from the past that got triggered. And similar to trauma and stress, you have this physiological response. And before you know it, you're not present. So helping people identify what are your emotional triggers, what's the cause of them, and then how can you begin to heal those so you feel more in control?
Yeah. So helpful right now. I bet people are just dying for that. Yeah. So I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. So good. Any other thoughts that you want to share with anybody listening today?
You know, recently I've just been thinking about that really small sentence when Jesus is like, come to me, you know, in the passage, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then there's another scripture where Jesus says, I long for my people to come to me, but it's out of doubt that they don't enter into my rest. So this idea that Jesus like not only has rest for us, but like he's sitting there like I imagine his like, he's like calm to me. Like he's watching people struggle, like just calm to me, you know, but he's that way where he's not going to insert himself, but he's just like, just come. Like the rest is right here. It's like right here. You just have to come
to me.
So
good.
So I've been thinking about that even in my own life of like, oh my gosh, how many times do I like, I spit in my own whatever. And Jesus is just sitting there like, just come.
Right.
So that would be my encouragement. My encouragement. Like whatever that looks like figure out what that looks like in your life, to just come to him and let him do it. Let him bring rest for you.
So good. I remember the first time I really understood the phrase, like somebody said to me, like, do you realize that every time you turn your heart to him, like he's available, like he sits and waits for us to turn our hearts to him and to talk to him and to sit in his presence. And when I really understood the magnitude of that, it was life-changing for me, right? Like you said, we get caught in our own stuff. And how often do we turn to a friend or turn to panic or turn to all these other things when we can literally just turn our hearts to him? So that's really, really good. So good. Yeah.
Something I'm working on.
I mean, I think we all are, right? But growing in that, I think, is super important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you just pray us out? I just appreciate everything that you brought to this conversation today. Would you just pray us out and just release whatever's on your heart to whoever's listening to this today?
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah. Jesus, thank you so much for Jen, for this podcast, for the people that you have drawn to this podcast and what she brings. And Lord, I just pray that everyone listening to this, anyone who tuned into this, that Lord, you know that they had a specific need and a specific desire that they've been longing to see you meet or break through in. And so God, I just, you know, I take them by the hand, wherever they are, whoever they are, Jen and I, we just like lead them into your presence in this moment and lead them into your throne room. We thank you that everything that's not of you just instantly falls away the closer we come to your holiness, and that it's a really like gentle process. And so Lord, we walk right into your throne room. We release anything that's not from you. And Lord, we receive that life-giving presence into every part of their life, into every cell of their body. We just drain out any anxiety, anything that's not of you. And then we ask you to replace it with your life-giving presence, your peace, your love, and your rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I'll link her website in case anybody wants to connect with Dr. Margaret.
Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you heard today, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and give me a 5-star rating, write a quick review, and subscribe to the podcast. And share it with any of your family or friends that you feel like this episode could bless. It helps get the word out more than you know. Or if you know someone that's a hope dealer and has an incredible story that needs to be shared, go to my website at www.exaltedhealth.com/podcast and fill out the podcast guest form. The world needs these stories of Jesus now more than ever. Or if you have a miracle or testimony of an incredible Jesus moment, you can go to our website and fill out the testimonial page for a chance to get a shout out on the podcast. We'll see you next time.